This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, rolling along. Obviously, we are in the off season for 30 of 32 NHL teams right now. The combine is happening this week. The cup final begins on Wednesday. A lot of teams, you know, starting the process, taking care or continuing the process of taking care of business contractually. Thought there was one interesting signing over the weekend. Ty Forster, who's been good, 20-goal-plus scorer in each of the last two seasons for Philly. He gets a two-year deal. It's $3.75 million per.
Yep.
He is, like Jack Quinn, a first-rounder from 2020. He actually has fewer points in his career than Quinn. He has more goals than Jack. If I were to tell you that the Sabres signed Jack Quinn today to a two-year deal worth $3.75 per, what would you think?
I would think that would be cautious of the Sabres to say, hey, you know what? Like, we are not going all in on a long-term deal, but we're willing to kind of give him money that we feel is appropriate if we get the production we expect out of Jack Quinn. I'll be honest with you. I think with Jack Quinn,
The element of surprise is working here. I love this.
No, it is because, you know, I've thought about this before, though, and in my mind, I'm thinking.
I knew you did.
For whatever, my mind always goes back to just a one-year deal for Jack Quinn. A one-year deal to kind of see where is the true value here. Let's not, like, guess on the value. He had the Achilles injury, and then he came back and hurt, you know, lower body injury. It has been a couple of tough years for him. Was he much better later in the season this year? Yes. But what's the true production? What's the true value of Jack Quinn? Even if you said 2 years at three and a half, it's a guess. It's a guess right now. I don't know if I'm getting that value or not. The only reason why I think it would be okay is because it's only a two-year deal. And if you think that the value is at two, well, it's only a million or so change. You're not under or overperforming that contract by a lot. You're not missing, right? It could be a foul ball, or it could be fair, but it's on either side of it would be okay. But I go back to a one-year deal with Jack Quinn. Just because I'd rather play it out and give him a truer value, even if it's $4.5 million, get a better idea than just roll the dice on 3.5 over 2 years.
Always harder to roll backwards though after you go high on one.
Well, I wouldn't go high on 1 year. Like,
no, but if you just said 4.5.
No, I'm saying, right? Like, not for this first year. Like, I'm saying, like, I want to see him this year. And if he goes out and gets, you know, 25 goals and 50 points, and you're like, okay, now it's $4.5 to $5 million. Right. I'd much rather pay that in 2 years from now and know that I know and I have a better understanding of the value than to give them, okay, we think you could get there, but we're not sure yet. So I'm not saying 1 year, $4.5 million. No, I'm saying 1 year at, go ahead, $1.5 to $2 million. I'm not giving you the three and a half. And even if this was arbitration or whatnot, like it would be, you know, Jack Quinn wouldn't be getting a ton of money just because the numbers aren't there right now.
When you look at $23 million in cap space with Paterka, McLeod, Byram, Quinn, Levi, Bernard, Docker, and Kozak to be signed, what do you think?
Well, I think that you got to make some decisions with the roster and say, hey, you know what? Like, if we want to give ourselves a chance to go into free agency and sign somebody or bring in maybe somebody different, we're going to have to manage that. Like, I think Kevin Adams and the Sabres are going to go pretty close to the cap. Do I think that they're going to go at $95 million right at the start of the season? No. But I think they're going to be at 91, 92, maybe $2 or $3 million under just to give themselves a little bit of a buffer. But it won't be eight. It won't be $7 or $8 million under. So I'm looking at it and saying they're going to get there. They're going to get close to the cap this year. But you know that with Paterka and Byram, if they're both here, that's going to take the bulk of that money
and
moving
McLeod.
Forward. And McLeod, yeah. McLeod will get a nice little bump to me. What are you thinking on McLeod?
He's got to be between 4 and 5.
He has to be closer to five.
But even if he's not, he's over 4, and all of a sudden, Paterka, Byram, McLeod eat up most of that $23 million.
So they would go. You would think that Paterka, Byram, and McLeod would probably get to about $18 million altogether.
I think that's fair. It could be higher.
It could be higher if you're. So again, if you're going to get close to the 95, you're going to get to 92, 93 easily.
Yep.
But is your team looking differently by getting there? No. Are you willing to say, I'm going to take $5 million or $6 million, move that out to bring a $5 or $6 million that's different to change the team in a way? A lot of speculation. And we talked, you know, to Dreger and Shayna and, you know, you hear the reports of, well, Paterka could be in play. I think that's Alan Walls driven. That's the agent. And that's fine. Like, the agent's doing their job. They're trying to raise the value of their player. Bo Byram, I think there's more of a likeliness, in my opinion, to say, hey, you've got Dahlin. You've got power. Do you need Bo Byram to be at that money that he's going to command and want? The answer is, okay, well, you could go there, but something else is going to have to move. Something else is going to have to be pushed out the door to make that space. So, yeah, I mean, Levi, it's not going to be a lot of money, in my opinion. I think it's...
No, would Bernard Docker or Kozak, and no. Maybe even not Quinn, but it's just worth noting, that's all.
And Levi could even be like... a two-way deal in year one and a one-win year two, saying, you know what, you still have, you could still be put down in Rochester without having to go on waivers next year. It's fine. You also have to consider a backup goaltender, right? Or maybe not a backup, maybe a 1B or a 1A to say, hey, you know what? What if you have $3.5 million or $3 million that you're spending on a Jake Allen or somebody like that moving forward? Or if you make a trade and you bring in a $4 or $5 million goaltender, all of a sudden you're like, okay, that 23 is down to 18. Yes. I have 18 already put together for McLeod, Paterka, and Byram. The cap's going up, but you are going to still have to manage it to make it better. Maybe that's why, you know, Kevin has now leaned on, you know, a Jarmo Kekäläinen to come in as a senior advisor to be able to say, hey, we are getting ourselves into the crunch here and we don't have playoffs to show for. So we got to make sure that we do that right.
Correct. And this window where things look like they're going up and giving you more flexibility, are compounded in this window, meaning this year and next, because of the Jeff Skinner buyout, which eat into a big chunk of what you're regaining as far as cap space is concerned. So these are things that, again, Kekalainen, lengthy history in the game, great sounding board for opportunity, you know, to navigate through stuff like this. Incredibly, when you look at where Jarmo was and what Columbus accomplished this year, they have over $40 million in cap space. Yeah. Like, we talk a lot about Anaheim and San Jose, but like, what is Columbus going to do to change the outlook of the Eastern Conference with that incredible amount? And Marty, they're not obligated to spend a lot of it on, like, okay, so maybe we want Provorov back or whatever. They haven't, they obviously have now room to project based on the Fantillis of the world and that young group and what that's going to look like 2 years from now. But holy cow, have they got a window here in front of them this summer?
They have nine UFAs, right? Nine UFA contracts that are being basically moved out the door. You can re-sign some of them, and there will be maybe an attempt to re-signing, as you talked about Provorov, and I think that would be one on the defense.
And Favreau, maybe on the defense too.
Yeah, Favreau would be, I think, one that you would look into, but they're not going to fill in a lot of that money gap. Correct. That you're talking about. So, yeah, I think that, and look, Columbus was a unique situation last year because obviously they had spent a lot of money on the Johnny Gaudreau contract, and they were able to have a special ruling made for them to be under the floor but now you're 2 years or more from that, and all of a sudden the gap keeps getting bigger and you're losing all these UFAs. So if I'm Columbus.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I know Don Waddell is a smart GM, and I know that they'll do, you know, the proper signings, but I think there will be some very, very quick signing on July 1, maybe even some trades at the draft or now, because the combine's here and the GMs are all here.
They're really, from what I'm led to believe, not that interested in using those picks. So when you marry the currency of two first rounders, what they already have in their young, established NHL players, and $40 million in cap space, I see this team as a huge player here real soon.
Well, you know what? A name that would have come up like right away for Columbus for me would have been like Mitch Marner. Okay. Mitch Marner, like Columbus will make a pitch for him. There's $12 million, $13 million already, like that you spend on a player that comes in. and fits in, like with that young group of you mentioned Fintilli, but you know, Marchenko and Voronkov and those guys that have shown a step forward, right? But they still have that. If you do that, 13 million, they still have 27 million to spend and to make trades. Yeah, I think Columbus is going to be very aggressive. And again, is there a way that the Sabres can say, okay, we can trade something to Columbus, acquire assets, and flip that over for something that we want more? Right, if you say, okay, Columbus, you have two first rounder, you're willing to part from one of them and something else, and we want to move Bo Byram. Okay, we'll move you Bo Byram. We'll use that first round pick and whatever assets we get back, and we're going to package that somewhere else to get a right shot defenseman to play with Owen Power. I think there's an option there because Columbus is going to be involved in a lot of different things this summer.
Tampa probably won't be, certainly not at the draft, although stay tuned for day two because they do have 4 seventh-rounders. But
they do have a second-rounder this year. It's better than last year.
I think they didn't pick until first-round picks in each of the next 3 years along with Toronto. Anyway, because they have no picks and don't care about them at all, they have signed Yanni Gourde to a What year is this? Is this not 2025? They have signed Yanni Gourde to a 6-year extension. Who does this? It's 2.3, and I love the Lightning, 2.33 million. I get it. You're almost playing for free. But was Yanni going to walk away from a 4-year deal? Honestly, why give him a 6-year deal? I don't understand this.
It's so that the money makes sense. It's just that it is so that the cap hit makes sense. Oh, this was a $5 million player. He signed.
I said, I know.
Yeah, but he signed a 6-year deal with Tampa 5 years, 6 years ago at $5 million. He's 33 years old. So here's this. Do you want a 3-year deal at 4 AAV? Or we'll give you 6 years at 2.3 AAV because we don't have the cap space, but we want you to stay here. So listen, this is going to be your last contract, and this is the last money you're going to make. I hope, This is the last money you're going to make, but you're going to make it here. And you'll make it over 6 years instead of making it over 3 years. That's all it is right now. That's all. And that's a player that wants to be in Tampa, that doesn't want to be anywhere else, that experience being in Seattle is like, I want to be here. I'll take, just so that we're fair, I'll take $25 million. It doesn't matter. You want it over 10 years? I'll take it over 10 years. I don't care. I'm doing this.
Okay. I don't care.
Actually, it's not 25. It's like 14. I'll take $14 million over like whatever the amount of years you want.
The term is ridiculous. I don't care about the AAV. Anyway.
But it helps Tampa.
Well, does it? You're going to be paying a player potentially not being there 6 years from now when the cap goes up. Whatever.
Well, if he retires, if he retires, he's not getting paid. If he says I'm
done,
I'm retiring.
It's not a 35-plus contract.
No, he's 33.
I know. So it's not a burden to them.
Yeah. Well, if he says after year four, I want out, there's no.
No, I know. They'll just put him on LTIR. But I'm just saying, all this does is feed into the narrative of how all these teams operate. And like nobody's expecting Yanni Gourde to be playing at 39 with the Tampa Lightning, right? This is all I'm trying to establish here.
Listen, what is the best odds that Team USA para hockey wins the Olympic next year or that Yanni Gourde plays at 39? I think we know where we put our money.
USA, maybe. I'm waving the, waving the flag. What would Kevin Weeks say about the player who signed with Minnesota today?
Breaking news.
No, not that. He's playing for free.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Marcus Johansson is staying with
$800,000.
Weeks, he would say, oh, he's playing for free. And
well, if he was in New York or in LA or in Chicago, he'd be actually paying.
Exactly.
It'd be back to your Utah hockey days. You're paying to play right now.
Pay 10 at the door every time you come in.
This is a weird one because I felt like Marcus Johansson played well last year when healthy, when there. Yeah. But he basically says, you know, give me league minimum and I'll play for $800,000 for a year. Yeah. And this is the first year that Minnesota is kind of out from underneath the big money of Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, but they have Kaprizov coming up. They have some big contracts still that they're going to have to look up. So that helps the Minnesota Wild. But yeah, playing for free. I love how you brought Week C in there. I was like, breaking news. Marcus Johansson now playing for free in Minnesota after signing an $800,000 contract.
All right, we have a little bit more, obviously, to get to here on Sabres Live. It is Combine Week here in Buffalo. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.